NTR.
ウィー、皆さんこんばんは。マークトライト NTR トイトイです。なんとですね、本日のメンバー、ここ4日間で全員3回ポッドキャストに出演しているという一体我々はどこへ向かっているんでしょうかということで、カズマ君、
はい
はい、僕とカズマはね、豊橋遠征からの、
はい、
昨日週間やってからの今日、
はい、4日連続
4日連続会ってますね、
週4で、はい、
そしてもう一人、昨日週間からのなんと今日2本ポッドキャストを収録しているというこの男、大西亮です。
どうもよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。ということで今回はですね、外国籍 B リーガーに来てもらうということで、まあ、レオにも来てもらったんだけども、
はい、
まあ、一応これ扱いは月刊という扱いなんだけど、
はい、
こないだルーク・エヴァンス選手に来てもらった時に、
はい、
ちょっとレオにあまりにも通訳だけやらせすぎて仕事やんみたいなちょっと全然楽しくなかったんじゃないのかなって思って今回はそのまあ逆に俺とカズマも、まあカズマはね留学してたからまだしも、
いや全然ですよ、
俺なんかちょっと恥ずかしいけど、とりあえずみんなで英語で喋ってレオさんにも引っ張ってもらって、
はい、
まあちょっと番組の一部になってもらおうと、
はい、
で、ちょいちょい訳してもらいましょうと、
はい、
いうことですね。
I'm gonna try speaking English as well, so...
OK で、そうそうそう、まあ、俺ね、一回ね、自分の英語を録音したの聞いたことあるんだけど、まあ、ひどかった恥ずかしくて、もう二度とやらないと思ったのに同じ企画をしてしまうというでも、ちょうどね、週刊の方で日本人は下手くそなのが恥ずかしがって、
そうそうそう、
使わなすぎるっていうレオのね、怒りがなんか熱弁があったね。
喋れと、
名前を見習えと、
うん、普段ほぼ使わないですけどね。
いや俺も使わないよ、まあ、というわけで、まあ、そこら辺はあのレオさんのうまい通訳と、
はい、
あの伝わってなかったら頑張ってくれるということでやりますか。
はい
はい。 So I want to welcome at first today's guest. He is the center of Tokyo X and one of theB3 MVP candidates, Justin Hill. Yeah. And also, we invite his wife, beautiful, gorgeous Lauren Herald. Yeah. Lauren, do you know the fans of Tokyo X?
Yes.
Trees like you are the goddess or or the queen. I read Twitter. The fan called you Lauren Sama. How do you translate?
Lauren Sama. Sama is like a suffix that you put to end of the name. You know how you say Justin Sama?
Yeah, yeah.
You say Sama for people who are higher ups.
Yeah, people Lauren. Call Justin, Justin. Yeah. Lauren, yeah. Lauren Sama.
Justin J.
Okay. Thanks for joining the show. And I want to hear how is Tokyo X. And I want to hear your... the adventure of on the other side of Earth.
Yes.
But first, you know, our show is mostly about NBA. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about NBA first. Mm-hmm. So which team is your favorite?
My favorite team is the Golden State Warriors.
Because, yeah?
we only live 20 minutes away from their arena.
Oh.
So
most very, live
yeah.
in my hometown.
Yes.
Mm.
So many of the players you see.
Mm.
A
lot. See? Yes. A lot on the street?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Driving in nice cars.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Bentleys and Mercedes.
Stephen Curry only lives maybe 5 minutes from my parents' house.
Yeah?
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
It's a very big Warriors uh-huh. community.
Uh-huh. どんくらいで訳せばいいんですか？
ちょいちょい訳せばいいか。
はい。
I'm gonna translate what you did. まあ、NBA の話をしましょうと。
うん、
で、どのチームが好きなのか。で、ゴールデンステートウォリアーズ。で、家がめちゃくちゃ近いです、ね。ウォリアーズの会場から。で、 ローレンのおかお親の家はステフカリーの家から5分ぐらいだめちゃくちゃ近いで、いつもその辺の街中でも見かけると、で高級車を乗り回してるそうです。
はいはいはい、
選手たちがね。
So, both of you grew up in California?
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, there are four teams in California. Two LAs and Golden State and Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there any rivalry?
I would say maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
My father is from LA, so he is a LA Lakers fan. So there's
a lot of LA Laker fans too.
Oh yeah. A lot of LA Laker fans. I would say that's probably the next highest team in California.
Oh, good.
So
good.
Very much back and forth.
At school, you'll see a lot of blue and gold and purple and gold.
Warriors called yellow gold because you know we're joking like. That's yellow, not gold to Lakers,
yeah.
Lakers fans, but like Warriors fans think.
Since it's called the Golden City.
Like, oh, okay, oh, I see.
So gold and
blue. It makes sense more than Lakers one.
Yeah.
So I asked because he just translated the book called Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant.
Oh, okay.
And selling much lately.
Humongous book. I brought it with me.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
I actually brought it so I can give it to you, but I just realized that you can't read. you can give it to a teammate.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're a gift?
This is awesome. You translated this whole book?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Like half a year?
Yeah.
About a half a year, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a project.
Yeah.
That's a project.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. What's going to make me want to read the real book now? I've not read the book.
It's a pretty good book.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just to recall, California has 4 teams, and there's a rival relationship. まあ、多少はあるけど、そのローレンのお父さんが LA 出身なので、そこはやっぱレイカーズファンらしく、でレイカーズが、やっぱカリフォルニアでレイカーズが次に一番多いみたいな話をしてました。で、今、ホールもギフトしたんですけど、
はい、
普通に、あ、これあげようと思って持ってきたんだけど、
はい、
あ、日本語読めない。さっき気づいて、チームメートにあげてくださいって伝えてきました。はい、
When I learn Japanese, this will be the first book I read.
Alright. So,
do you like Kobe Bryant? Do you guys like?
Yes.
She loves Kobe Bryant.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yes. I grew up a Lakers fan.
Oh, yeah?
So
because of your father, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, huh.
So when we moved to the Bay, East Bay, that's when we started to go to Warriors games and all that kind of stuff. But my whole life, we were a Lakers household.
Oh, I see.
So Kobe Bryant was definitely a big,
big icon.
Name in our house.
Yeah.
俺は育ちはレイカーズファンだったそう。で、引っ越してからゴールデンステートに行ったけど、だからコービーはもう家の中ではもう大スター扱いで、そんな存在だったそうです。When did you guys move to the Bay?
When I was 10.
10? So who was playing on the Warriors back then?
Derek Fisher, Jason
Fisher.
Richardson.
Oh, that team, okay.
Yes, Baron Davis,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
That was a pretty fun team,
yes.
actually. The Don Nelson team, right?
Yes.
Monte?
Monte Ellis.
Uh-huh.
It was his rookie year, I think,
uh-huh.
when we just had moved.
Mm-hmm,
okay. So, yeah, it was a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
Made
sure
us start
was.
Liking the Warriors. So.
Yeah.
So, いつ引っ越したのかって聞いて。でまあ、10歳とか13歳ぐらいの時で当時誰がいたのかっていうのでデレック・フィッシャーとか、バロン・デイビスとかあとリチャードソン、リチャードソン
モンタ・エリス、
モンタ・エリスがルーキーだったそうです。
ルーキーシーズン、that's right.
Because, you know,back in days, I didn't like Kobe Bryant. Like, almost, I hated it. I hated him. But, you know, the book is, you know, I just liked that book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for, you know, Kobe is asshole. but, like, book is explains why why he's yes. an asshole.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Yes.
I was a big Weber fan, mm-hmm. but and okay, so you grew up Golden State.
Always Bay Area, yes.
Ah, okay.
Always Bay Area, so always Warriors fan. But I didn't really watch basketball. I was always baseball.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
I played baseball my whole life, and I never even, I until maybe college, I couldn't have named 10 NBA players.
Okay.
So, I mean, just since I've been playing college and professionally, I've learned a lot, but I was a huge San Francisco Giants fan,
uh-huh.
so that was the team I always watched every day and
uh-huh.
followed and stuff. So,
could you tell the story? Why did you start basketball?
It's a funny story. My freshman year in high school, I was playing baseball, and my friend, my best friend now, his name is Diego, he came up to me and said, "Wow, you're really tall. You should play basketball. We need a center." I said, I don't know how to play basketball. I don't even have basketball shoes. And so he told me, he's like, "Hey, well, if I buy you a pair of basketball shoes, will you at least try out and try?" And I said, "Sure," thinking that there was no way he was going to get me basketball shoes. And the next day, he came with size 15 basketball shoes and told me I had to try out. So after that, I picked it up really easily. I was really tall. I could jump really high. So I enjoyed dunking. And, you know, he became my best friend, and we're still best friends now. So he's lucky.
Justin won.野球をやってたらしくて、だからちっちゃい頃全然NBA選手を知らなくて、大学入った時も12人名前言えればいいほうみたいな。で、今話してくれたのが、どうやってバスケを始めたのかって言って、高校のフレッシュメン、高校の1年生の時に、こう親友のディエゴさんっていう人が、お前背高いからちょっとトライアウトしろよチームみたいなことを言って、全然何もできないし、バッシュも持ってないみたいなことを言ったら、 その、ディエゴくんが、じゃあ、場所買ってやるから、トライアウトしろっていうことになって、まあじゃあそれならいいよって言って、絶対買って、そんなん買ってこねえだろうと思ってたら、翌日持ってきて、で、トライアウトして、で、割と、やっぱ背高いから、その、割とすぐ拾えて、活躍して、ダンクとかしたりとか、できたそうですね。
すごいよね。 So your favorite team is Golden State, and player wise, who is the favorite?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Wow.
Always.
Always? But like 1 year and a half, like he's playing for Golden State.
I loved him even when he was on OKC.
Yeah?
I would watch OKC just because he played for them.
But like, Kevin Durant almost killed you. How?
He's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's really fun to watch.
Dude, are you talking about his Twitter? Or...
no, his game.
He doesn't like Kevin.
Yeah, no,
he's a great player,
yeah.
And asshole. Same as Kobe Bryant.
Yes. I guess all great players are asses.
Yes.
It's a mindset.
ローレンさんは一番好きな選手はデュラントだそうで、で、1年半しかいねえじゃねえかとトニトニが突っ込んだところ、 OKC時代からずっと見てると。 プレーが見ててすごい楽しいですね。
So, how did you feel he moved to Golden State?
I don't know.
You
was
know.
Kind of I was kind of excited because it was our team, but then at the same time I like watching him as a player, and I think with so many players of that caliber all on one team, it takes away from what a player can do sometimes. So, it was kind of bittersweet a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz if I was a Golden State fan, I opened some fiesta.
Everybody was very excited about him coming, but I don't know. I think it was good and bad. So, but I I'm excited that I get to finally wear his jersey because I never wanted to buy an OKC jersey. So that was kind of a plus.
Yeah, the first game she made me buy her Kevin Durant.
KD が移籍してどんな気分だったかっていう質問に対してちょっとなんか半々みたいな感じで、うん、選手として見るのがすごい好きだったからすごいスター選手がいっぱいいるウォリアーズに来ちゃうとちょっとそれが落ちちゃうんじゃないかみたいな見れるところが見れる要素がちょっと減っちゃうみたいなことを懸念してちょっと残念だったけどまあやっぱ強くなるから嬉しいみたいなそのミックスフィーリング、
うん、
でもう昔はその OKC のユニフォーム着たくないから、
うん、
やっとデュラントのユニフォームが買えたことを喜んでるんで初日にジャスティンに買わせた
そうです。So, how about Jay?
My favorite player is LeBron James.
The last show,
yeah.
Our guest,
yeah.
is a big...LeBron fan,
yeah,
and you're a LeBron fan,
yeah, yeah.
And he's a hater.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of LeBron haters, especially in where I'm from, because
yeah,
it's
right.
always the Cavaliers or the Heat and the Warriors, so big rivalry. So if I say I'm a LeBron fan to any of my friends, they get pretty upset, pretty mad. But I've always just been a fan of.The way he plays, I think he is just he's just a really strong player. You know, he's a good leader. I look at his leader role, his leadership role, and I think that's the most impressive thing to me because I want to have that impact on the team that I'm on. So,
yeah, します か。
はい。ジャスティンさんの一番好きな選手はレブロン・ジェームス。まさかの。昨日シュージさんも好きで。ジャスティンも好きで、ただ僕が残念ながらジャスティンレブロン好きではないということをわざわざ言わなくてもまあプレースタイルがやっぱりプレースタイルというかプレーがやっぱすごいからで、本当強い選手でチームに与える影響が大きいとでやっぱ自分もそういう選手になりたいっていうね、やっぱ選手目線はね違うよね。
まあね。
そうで、やっぱゴールデンステートとキャブスはライバル性が強いから、だから自分の友達にレブロンが好きだっていうとかなり怒られるらしい。
はい。Well, it seems like LeBron needs Kyrie so far this season.
Yeah.
How do you think?
Yeah, I think that they were really good together, and I think he wasn't expecting not to have him on his team again. You know, so I think it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough for him to make it all the way without Kyrie's help.
Uh-huh.
You know, without the dynamic duo.
Uh-huh.
But it just means the Warriors might have an easier championship. So I'm not complaining.
So how do you think about Isaiah Thomas?
I think he's good. I think Isaiah Thomas is really good. But he's not as, in my opinion, he's not as like.What's the word I'm looking for? He doesn't have as full range of a basketball game as Kyrie Irving. You know, he's not as big of a threat in all areas as Kyrie. Like, defensively, you know, mentally, offensively. So it's just, he's really good, but maybe just doesn't mix with LeBron as well.
So. Kyrie がいなくなって、ちょっとキャブズが手こずってることに関してどう思うか。レブロンは必要だったんじゃないかっていう質問に対して、まあそうだと思うと。で、レブロンは本当はカイリーがいなくなるとは思ってなかったんじゃないかっていうジャスティンは思ってるそうで、やっぱりその2人あのレベルの選手がいるっていうのはやっぱり替えが効かないから、その辺の穴を埋めるのはやっぱ難しい。で、そのアイザイ・トーマスがはどう思うっていう質問に対して、すごいいい選手だけど、カイリーほどの完全なゲームは持ってないってディフェンスがちょっとダメだったりとか、そのメンタル面でもちょっとカイリーに劣ってたりとかっていうことですね。
So for Golden State fans, which do you think easier to play against in the final against Boston or Cavaliers?
This year?
Cleveland.
This year?
Yeah.
probably Boston.
Oh, yeah? Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
There's a very strong rivalry between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. And I think that shows on the court a little bit more apparently than if they were to play the Celtics. It would be more of just a game of basketball rather than something else. A little bit more.
4-year rivalry between the teams.
Yeah. I think there's a little bit more emotion that goes into a game between the Cavs and the Warriors than if they were to play the Celtics. So.
Yeah, I think they're both really good teams. I think you're right, though. It doesn't have to do with the skill level. It has to do with the mentality of the Cavs knowing what it takes to beat the Warriors and wanting to beat the Warriors more than any team in the other team in the NBA.
Yes.
Cavs to Celtics, which to final に当たるのが、どっちと当たりたいっていう質問に対して、ローレンは、ボストンの方がやりやすいだろうっていう。やっぱキャブスとはライバル関係が強すぎて、なんかバスケットボール以上のものになっちゃうから、やりやすさで言えばやっぱりボストンかなっていう。で、ジャスティンも付属として、そのどっちが強いとかじゃなくて、やっぱりそのメンタル的なとこだったりとか、そういうバスケ以外の要素がかなりやっぱキャブスとの対戦だと大きい。
Tokyo X has some rivalry like that。
Yeah, probably Hachioji trains. probably the Hachioji trains. But I think that's just this year. Last year, I think, was maybe Tokyo's it. And I think before that, when it was the NBDL, I think it was Toyotsu Tusho Fighting Eagles. Because they would always play each other in the championship game in the NBDL. So, but this year, Hachioji trains. is the rival. And we just lost 2 games to them.
どうぞ。
東京 X はそういったライバルチームはいるのかっていう質問に、今年は八王子トレインズだと。で、ただそれは今年だけで、去年で言うと東京 Z、アスプレーで、その前の NBDL 時代とかだと、何ですか、豊洲通商、
トヨタ通商、
トヨタ通商、
トヨタ通商、トヨタ通商。Fighting Eagles, yeah, Fighting Eagles.
でも今年はやっぱり八王子だと。で、現在八王子相手に2連敗したばかりっていう。
はい。はい。So, I know the answer. Justin played against NBA player making roster today.Guess who? him? He's a great athlete. He's a black. And he's on the...
That's like 600 players so far.
Okay. I just cut. He is in your team.
My team?
Yes.
Grizzlies?
Yes. No Kazuma girls, no.
Grizzlies. Grizzlies athlete.
He's a good defender.
That's my hint that I was going to give.
Good defender.
Known for his defense.
Recently he hit threes, but
James Ennis. That's
yes.
Right. Yes. Long Beach.
Yes.
いいよ、質問して。
なんですかね。ちょっと放送事故になっちゃうんです
けど。Why did you play again?
It was my first year. I was at Cal Poly, and we played against Long Beach in a tournament. So they, I don't remember what year he was, but he was really good. He was really good. Super, super athletic, really fast, taller than everybody. So it was interesting. I didn't know he'd be an NBA player though. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys that you play against in college.You know, will be an NBA player, right. But I was surprised when I found out that he was in the NBA, but he's doing pretty well. He's doing really well, so.
What league was this?
It was in this. I was in the CCAA.
CCAA.
Yeah, I was at Cal Poly,
mm-hmm.
Pomona, and he was at Long Beach. So
okay.
We just played him in a tournament, a preseason tournament.
Justin が過去に今 NBA 選手で対戦したことがある選手がいると、まあ、さっき答え出ちゃったからあれだけどで最初トニトニのヒントが、なんだっけアスリートで
アスリートブラック
で黒人だって言われてほとんどそう結果ジェームズ・エニスでしたと、
はい、
で、CCA って大学のリーグだと思うんだけどで対戦したらしくて、
はい、
でまあ、いい選手だったんだけど NBA 入りしたって聞いた時はすごいびっくりしたって言って、うん、だから結構、NBA 入りする選手って大学の時とかに当たるともうあいつは NBA 行くっていうのは分かるんだけど、うん、彼は全然そんな印象はなかったけど今すごい活躍しててびっくりしてるそうです
So, Justin has friends, of course, Japanese friends、うん、and many of themare Grizzlies fans.
Yeah.
Ishida is Grizzlies fans, yeah. And we are Grizzlies fans. He is kind of upset.
I know more people in Japan that are Grizzly fans than I do in America. And that's only three.
Justin, 日本に Grizzlies ファンの友達がめっちゃいるっていう。その Ishida さんもそうだし、トニトニとカズマもそうで。日本 にいる友達のグリズリーズファンの数の方がアメリカにいる友達のグリズリーズファンより圧倒的に多い
Okay. どうします質問なかったら次の話題いっちゃうけどなんか NBA 関係質問あれば
あ、それは大丈夫です今度言ってください
なんか
今期の話とかって
あ
Do you watch NBA in this season?
Not as much this season. I try to watch highlights, mm-hmm. Top 10, mm-hmm. Replays and stuff, but I haven't seen too many games.
Mm-hmm.
Been busy. More busy with training and basketball, you know, Tokyo Excellence. So this year I'm trying to be...
Watching Game of Thrones?
No, yeah. Watching, yeah, I mean, always watching Game of Thrones, but, you know, video games, Call of Duty. and now that my wife is out here, we try to spend time, watch shows together, go do things.
Mm-hmm.
So not as much free time for laying around.
今年NBA 結構見てるのかって言って今前ほどは見れてなくてやっぱ試合まではちょっと見れなくてハイライトとかトップ10動画とかそういうのは見てるけど試合を見る時間をちょっと作るのが大変でトレーニングとかあったりとかで、まあ、あとゲームオブスローンズ映画見たりあのコールオブデューティーをゲームで遊んだりいろいろと忙しそうで、でまあ、今奥さんが来てることもあって、
うん
まあ、一緒に食事したりね一緒になんかやったりっていうのでこう今までみたいにゴロゴロしながらっていうのはちょっと難しい。
大丈夫です。そうなってくると広がらない
。確かにね。Okay, so now let's talk about Tokyo X.
Okay.
So, how do you think about Tokyo X, this year so far?
I think we are getting better.We have a very young team. We have a lot of new players, and the core of the team from the first 4 years of Tokyo Excellence has most of them left.
Mm-hmm.
Tobita went to Toyotsu, Tusho. Nishiyama went to Tokyo Z. Ishida is now the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the core players split from the team. So. We brought in a lot of new players, and they're all good. We have really good talent, but we're just getting used to playing together, and we're learning in-game experience. So I think that we have really good potential and that we could potentially be the champions of B3. We just need to find our identity, figure out what we are good at, and make that happen. So I think... The further along we get in season, the better that will be.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, we're still learning. Mm-hmm. So it's a It's fun, but it's interesting. It's fun, but it's hard. It's hard, but, you know, I think I enjoy it. I'm having a great time this season so far. So I'm enjoying learning with the guys.
So how is Ishida?
Good. I had high expectations for him to begin, and I think that he is even exceeding those expectations. So I think he is taking it very seriously on how he wants to be a head coach, and he's doing a really good job. I think he understands the game as a coach very well. And I also, the only issue I thought would happen is that the players that were his teammates for 4 years would have a hard time looking at him as a head coach. But from what I've seen, everybody respects him as the head coach. So there's no issue of, you know, leadership or, you know, power. So I think he is doing a really good job at designating himself as the head coach and helping us learn together as a team, because we have a young team and a young head coach, or first-time head coach. So he's doing a really good job handling that, I think.
Ishida-sanについてどう思いますかって質問に対して、とても頑張ってる、とても良いと。で、元々かなりの期待をしてたんで、 その期待を超えるような活躍、活躍じゃないかな、なんかパフォーマンスを見せてくれてるって。で、とってもすごい真摯に取り込んで、すごい真剣にやってくれてるから、すごい今のところ感触良くて。で、一番唯一心配してたのが、4年間ずっと彼のチームメイトだった選手たちが残ってたりするから、そこがどういう対応になるのかちょっと心配してたけど、みんなかなりこう敬意を抱いてて、リスペクトしてプレーしてくれてるから、そういうなんか、
What does Ishida think most important? Or defense?
Defense. One more time, defense.
But like, for example, for you, what does Ishida demand?
Ishida really wants me to rebound. He thinks I'm a really good rebounder, so he expects me to rebound the ball. And also, he wants me to bring energy, so he thinks that I am really good energy and I help the team keep high energy. So he wants me to show energy in practice, show energy in the games, show energy before games, just to help everybody get ready, you know, mentally prepared and stuff. So that's, he really, the two things he has told me multiple times is to rebound the crap out of the ball and to keep bringing energy, good energy to the team.
But that's not new.
No, exactly.
You were doing last year.
Yes, exactly. So I think that's why I think I'm playing, that's what he's told me while I'm starting.
Oh, yeah.
It's because, you know, because our other player, Jordan Faison, he's really talented too. But he says, you know, just keep bringing the energy that you bring, and it shows from the other players on the court. So that is my main role, not to score, not to, you know, be MVP, but is to bring energy and help the team come together. So, and he also wants me to be a captain on the court. So, help teach the younger guys how to.
Just by gesture.
Yeah, no, they understand a little bit enough. So basketball, Japanese basketball and English basketball. There's a lot of similarities, so we can communicate a little bit.
Enough.
Okay, I see. 石田さんはチームに対して何を一番求めているのかっていうのに対して、 ディフェンスっていうのをなんか10回ぐらい言ってました。で、ジャスティンには何を求めてるのかっていうのに対して、うん、もうリバウンドをしまくってほしい、うん、ジャスティンすごいリバウンダーとしての才能を認めてるらしくて、石野さんが。でもうとにかくひたすらリバウンドして、であとはあのエナジーをコート上に持ってきてほしい、うん、でコート上だけじゃなく練習中とかもそういうので、それに対してまあトニトニがもともとやってたことじゃねえかっていうことなんですけどもまあでもそれを前からやってたのを石田さんが見て、うん、だから今すごい起用してくれてるんだと思うっていう話を。でまああともう一個あるとすると、コート上でしっかりとリーダーになってほしい、うん、で若手を導く教えてほしい、どうやって教えるんだっていう話なんだけどあのまあ英語も日本語もバスケ用語はやっぱり共通してるから、うん、その辺は最低限のことは伝わるから、うん、なんとかはなってるみたいですね。
うん、I thought Ishida was good because you know in entire B League、
mm-hmm.
we have back-to-back games、
yeah.
in every weekend、
mm-hmm.
So I think the head coaches need ability to adjust.
Yes.
And first series、
mm-hmm.
of this season, Ishida and Tokyo X、
mm-hmm.
was undefeated、
mm-hmm.
the back-to-back second game、
mm-hmm.
So I thought 100%, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
In second game, so I thought he was good. You know, I'm talking like, you know, I did because, you know, last weekend.
Yeah.
Last weekend, like, first loss.
Yeah.
In the second night.
Second round, yes.
But, you know, I think he's smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question、mm-hmm. is how do you guys adjust to second game?
That's a good question. I think it has to do a lot with our mentality, the team's mentality too. We tend to start slow. And that's in practice, we start slow in practice, you know, the first half an hour of practice, it takes us a while to get warmed up and get going. And I think that shows, like, on the weekend, too. So in the first game, we don't start very strong, and we have to play comeback the whole game. So a team gets a good lead on us, and we have to try to come back. And sometimes it's too much, you know, we can't come back in the small amount. So I think the second day, what Ishida was always telling us is that we have to come out with full energy, 100% the whole time. And recently, we've been practicing where we try to have full intensity the entire practice. He wants us to be focused, be ready, be stretched, be warmed up at the beginning of practice, so we don't have that first stage or first game. Lapse, you know, where it takes us a while to get warmed up. So he notices it, and he tells us, you know, he tells us it every single game, and he says, okay, guys, you know, like, we can't keep, you know, the first game, we can't play like this. We have to play 100% for 40 minutes if we want to win this league. So
B League は毎週末連戦なんで、その2戦目、あれですね、セガババですね、セカンドゲーム、フォークバックバック、あの2戦目の勝率がいいんだよね、エクセルですが、この間負けちゃったけど、で、それのアジャストができてるから、石田は、まあ、賢いんじゃないかって、トニトニが言ってて、で、
いいですけど、
で、なんだっけ、今ので忘れちゃった。で、それに対して、まあ、どうやってチームとしてアジャストしているのかっていう質問に対して、ジャスティンはやっぱ前はやっぱりチームどうしても出だしが悪かったっていう、で練習とかでもそれは出てて、練習の始めちょっとぬるい感じで始まっちゃったりとかして、その辺のメンタリティをやっぱ切り替えないといけないっていう、でそういう風になっちゃうと、まあ分かると思うけど、試合の出だしで出がちが悪いと、ずっとこう追い上げながらっていうのがやっぱ ね、精神的にも辛いからそういう試合、うん、まあやっぱそれをやめないといけないで、石田さんは常にもう40分40分間ずっと 100% のエナジーを出せるような風に切り替えてないといけないっていうことをずっと今伝えてるらしくて、だから最近はもう練習とかも、練習始まる時点でもストレッチとかフォーカスする時間とかそういうのも全部終えて、うん、もう頭からやりますよっていう状態にしようとしてるそうですね。
So, you guys have to be 八王子?
Yes.
The key players are like Jaren Jordan, of course, and I think Ogura and Hasegawa and Saito, the Japanese power forward.
Yes.
So, how do you think how to get better?
Against Hachioji, you're talking about?
Yes, yes, because they have four
imports. Yeah, exactly. I think that it all depends on defense, you know, their defense, because if they, you know, if Hasegawa, Ogura, or Saito, if they play really strong defense on the second import, then Hachioji's game plan changes, because I think their game plan is to outscore their opponents in the first and third quarter, when they can have two imports and the other team only has one. So if we can, if they can execute not letting that player score, then that's a huge factor in what is going to help us beat them. And the first game that we beat them, that happened. I think their second import had 0 points in the first quarter, and we had a lead, and then they were playing comeback the whole game, and they're not used to that. So their defense is very important, but also a big factor is... and beating Hachioji is fast break points. We need to get more fast break points because they're very good in transition. And if we get easier points instead of every single time we're on offense having to run a half court offense, if we just get quick layups or fast break points, that is going to help us a lot, because we spend a lot of time on defense against Hachioji, I've realized. So defense on their big import and transition offense are the two biggest things, I think.
Bigs for Tokyo X, everyone run.
Yes, I think so. We have a fast team. We have a good transition team.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hachioji's good transition defense, but we have to figure out how to use our speed to, you know, counteract that and do better.
Well, defense is what starts off the fast breaks. So.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
To get a steal or to get a block shot or to get, you know, a turnover or something like that. So,
Tokyo X の主要選手は多分ジャスティンとジョーダンだっけ、と小倉選手、長谷川選手、で斉藤選手だと思うんだけど、
まああのパワーフォワードとセンターがね、
あれ
さんとかと。
でそれに対して八王子は4人外国籍の選手がいて、八王子を倒すためには何をしないといけないと思うかっていう質問に対して、ジャスティンは八王子はやっぱりあの外国人使ってどんどん攻めようっていう、第1クォーター第3クォーターで相手よりも点を取って、あの優位なポジションに立つっていう戦略だから、その小倉選手とか長谷川選手とか斉藤選手が2人目の外国人を抑えれればかなり有利になれると、で実際その最初に八王子に勝った時はそれができて、で逆に八王子があの追い上げる形になっちゃって、八王子はそれに慣れてないからそのまま勝てたっていう話、でやっぱそれをだからそこのディフェンスっていうのがやっぱ一番大事で、でさらに言うと速攻がやはり大事だ、トランジション、まあ、NBA もそうだよね、ディフェンスやってトランジションでどんどん楽に点を取ることが大切で、毎回毎回ハーフコートセットでこうゴリゴリゴリゴリやって頑張って点取るっていうのはやっぱ疲れちゃうから、で今はどちらかというとこうディフェンスに集中してるから、そのディフェンスから簡単なオフェンスを生み出せるっていうのが一番理想的な形。
Are you practicing to push the ball like Draymond Green?
Because
sometimes I watch Jordan does.
Yeah, yeah. I I don't practice it as much. I think I'm a little bit more effective maybe on like on a fast break for like an alley-oop or an over the top, because I can run fast. I'm really quick in transition, so I think it's more effective if I give the ball to our point guard and I run as fast as I can and try to get position or try to get a over the top alley-oop or something like that. Jordan is a little bit more skilled with the ball in transition too, so he is able to dribble it up. But I think just the way I'm most effective is just by getting down the court first and beating the other team down the court, so I can either get good position or, like I said, get an alley-oop.
Yeah.
So
you're more than athlete.
Yeah.
Like, you know, more than player.
Yeah.
You know, like Kenneth Faried or no, like, you know, a little smaller than players in Hachioji, but
yeah,
you know, you're more athletic.
Yes.
That's more than basketball.
Yeah.
I
think you have to be faster. I think it's faster over size is important. So. At least for me.
Yeah.
ボールをプッシュする練習とかはしているのかとか、ドレッドモンドみたいに速攻でボール持ってもう自分で運んじゃうみたいな練習はしているのかっていう。で、ジョーダン、もう一人の外国人選手のジョーダンは最近それを結構やってるから、ジャスティンもそういうのは練習してるのっていうことに対して、自分はどちらかというとやっぱり受け手としての方が有効な戦力になれると思って、やっぱ走るのが早いから、ジャスティン。その速攻になったで自分で運んでるよりもバッて走りちゃってそのアリウープの受け手になるとかそういう方がやっぱりいいんじゃないかっていう、でジョーダンは多少こうスキルがあるから運ぶ練習とかしてるっていう話です。
In, I was in the arena in season opener. I, you know, I gotta confess, I wasn'ta big fan of Jordan.
Yeah.
In his first game.
Yeah.
And I, you know, as my religion is ball movement.
Yes.
I thought he stopped ball too much.
Yeah.
But like as season going, I just found out he's a good ball handler, and he is good in ISO situations.
Yeah, on the post, yes, yes.
So, and I think the combination between you and Jordan is perfect.
Yes, yeah.
So.
I agree. I think we work really well together. He has skills that I don't have, and I have skills that he doesn't have. So I think that together we make a good team because we're both very athletic, and he's a little bit more skilled, maybe I'm a little bit more athletic. So, you know, it works, I think. I think together in this league that we do really well together when we're on the court.
Yeah.
I just wish we could play four quarters together instead of two quarters together. So,
yeah.
But he's also very young, so he's learning. You know, he just turned 23, so he is still learning what, you know, how to be a professional basketball, move the ball, and, you know, like you said, so. Hopefully I can help him with that.
開幕戦でトニトニさん行きましたと、
はい、
で白状しますと、ジョーダン好きじゃねえとちょっと彼はボール止めすぎるんじゃないかと感じたんですね、
はい、
でただこうシーズンが進むにつれ、あ、この人は実はボールハンドリングできるんだっていうことに徐々に気づき始めて、これお前が言えばいいな、まあ、いいか。で、まあ、あのジャスティンとジョーダンはお互い持ってるスキルセットが違うから、
うん、
そこを結構うまく補完し合える、
うん、
だから一緒にプレーできるとかなりいい結果になるっていうか、でジョーダンの方がどちらかというとスキルが上 でジャスティンの方がアスレチックで、だからこの食い合わないというか、共存できるのがすごいいい。で、できれば2クォーターじゃなくて4クォーター一緒に出てたいっていう。
はい、あります、質問、B3 関連というか X 関連は。
I was looking at your stats today.
Monster. You know, if there is B3 Fantasy League, I wanna Justin in my team.
Definitely.
Stat monster.
Yeah, and yeah, obviously
the points and the rebounds stand out, and mm-hmm. obviously you're playing very well. But I noticed that you're actually taking 0.8 threes a game.
Yes.
Is this something new that you're trying yet?
Yes, yes. This is my first season to be shooting threes. Mm-hmm. I've made one for, I think, maybe 10 now. One for 10, so about 10%. It's just something that I'm working on. Just, you know, I mean, I shoot really well in practice. My threes in practice, I shoot really well. When we scrimmage in practice, I shoot really well. It's just getting comfortable in a game situation shooting them that I'm kind of getting used to. So, because I know my size, and for the future moving forward, if I want to play at any higher level,
right.
My position needs to be able to be a stretch four.
Right.
So shooting the three is very important for me. So, in my opinion, I have the skill set to shoot threes. It's just the confidence and the experience of shooting in a game that I have to get used to. So I think with the team that I'm on this year, I have the chance to shoot a three or two a game.
Mm-hmm.
And not, you know, it's not going to hurt the long-term, you know, game. So I'm just trying to get my feet wet, you know, just get warmed up with it. So I'll definitely continue to shoot them regardless of the success, but it's just something that I, you know, it's a good practice scenario for me this season,
right.
I think.
Yeah. If you, you know, get threes,
mm-hmm.
I think B1 teams call you.
Yeah. I think that is what's separating me from the caliber player I am to maybe an unlimited caliber player.
Mm.
So if I can get a consistent three-pointer, I think that is what would separate me from a good player from a great player. So
I was with him in this summer,
mm-hmm.
With Shonan Sons. You know, he made, you know, I thought he made 3 points twice, but both his right foot on the line, I told him, but, you know, the movie was on the Twitter, like, I think the Tokyo Excellence official account,
mm-hmm.
you know, tweet with your movie,
oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
Long 2,
mm-hmm.
again,
yeah, again yeah.
Come on, man.
Yes, that's another. I
30 centimeters.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, that's part of the not doing it so often. You have to. It's you want to get as close to the line as possible, but you know I have big feet, and you know I'm not. If I'm focused on the rim, I'm not focused on my feet. So, you know, in practice, I have time to look down and make sure
yeah.
I shoot. In the game, I'm worried about somebody trying to block my shot. So, it's definitely that's something that I have to get better at, is just taking a little, 1 inch back.
私質問しましたと。スタッツを見てたんですよ、今日。バスケットボールナビさんで。で、もちろんこの20点10リバウンドしてて、すごい、それはすごいのはもう分かってるんだけど、唯一去年から決定的に違うことがあって、スリーが 0.8 本になった、指導が。で、それはちょっと今新しく武器にしようとしてるのかっていうことに対して、実際そうらしくて、ただ今のところシーズン多分10分の1ぐらい全然入ってないんだけど、その練習では入ってるそうなんですよ、で練習で打てることは打てるんだけど、やっぱりそのゲームの試合の状況の中で打てることにまだやっぱり慣れがなくて、そこでやっぱ全然違うから、で今それを1試合 1,2 本打って、そこに今慣れさせてってるっていう、で次の選手として次のステップに行くにはやっぱり3がないとダメだ、今後やっていくにはやっぱストレッチ4にならないといけないし、でそれに対してトニトニがもしジャスティンが3打てるようになったら B1 から絶対声かかるだろうっつって、で実際そうだろうっつって、そのいい選手からその素晴らしい選手になるためのきっかけはやっぱりここで3を決めれるようになるかどうかだと思うっていう話をしてて、で湘南サンズで夏プレーしてた時に2本3を決めたと思ったらどちらも線を踏んでいたっていう、またかよお前っていう突っ込まれてたんですけど、やっぱりそれもそこがやっぱりそのゲーム状況での慣れっていうもので、練習だとね足元見てリム見て打つっていうのができるけど、 ゲーム中だとディフェンスがやっぱりやってくるからチェックしに来るからブロックされないように打とうってこうリムに集中してたら足元がちょっと前にだったみたいな、その辺もやっぱり試合で打つことに慣れないといけない、うん、でこのシーズンそこはこうやっていこうと思いますっていう、
はい、カズマはスマール、
Why did you decide to stay with Tokyo Excellence?
Good question. Very good question. It was a hard decision because they were going down to B3, obviously. I think any professional basketball player wants to play at the highest level that they can.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of factors in the decision. I'd say there was three main factors that I looked at that overwhelmed all the negative parts about it. And the first one would be I love the fans. Mm-hmm. The fans and the support system and the Tokyo Excellence community is amazing. Mm-hmm. I think that it's the best I've seen as a professional basketball player. The support, the fans, how involved they are. They come to our practices, they go to away games. They're just very dedicated fans, and they're very welcoming. You know, I came halfway through the year last year, and I felt like I was coming home instead of I felt like I was coming to a new team. So that was a big thing. I'd say the fans were definitely one of the biggest factors. Another one is I really wanted to stay in Tokyo. I played in Japan, this is my third season, and I've been in Tokyo for the three seasons, and I've traveled a lot, and being in Tokyo, it was definitely a big factor. I didn't want to move because I'm very comfortable here, so I had an opportunity to stay in Tokyo, and I wanted to keep that. And the last thing is, I knew that last year I didn't have a great season because I came in halfway and I was kind of a backup player when I came. And I knew that this season I would have a chance to have a main role on the team. And I would be looked at as somebody that they were expecting to help them win a championship. And so I've been waiting for that role as a professional because I had that role in high school and college. But as a professional, I haven't had the role of the go-to person yet. And
in China?
In China, yeah, I did. I did actually in China, yeah. But that wasn't a league. You know, there was no, you know, a league, playoffs, championship, you know, MVP, stuff like that. It was more so just tournaments and, you know, and freelance games, not as much as a structured league.
Okay.
So to have that was really important on my resume because I really want to prove that I can help be the center of a team, a successful team. You know, and I know Tokyo Excellence is a great team, and I knew we would do really well in B3. So I knew that if I stayed, I would be an important player on a successful team. And so to have that on my resume, I think would be, you know, is very important for my future moving forward in Japan in B2 or B1, hopefully. So
it was impressive that Tokyo X, you know, dropped to B3.
Yeah.
But they didn't lose their fans.
No.
Like,
not
you know,
at all.
Asawa always full of people.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
I think the only fans they lost were like the specific player fans. So like the fans that came to see Nishiyama or that came to see Tobita or came to see Luke Evans.
Uh-huh.
You know, those fans followed to the other teams.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
For the majority, I mean all the dedicated excellence fans are still there, and you know they're very, very happy to have me back, and they treat Lauren great. So
like the queen,
like the queen, yeah. She gets after games, she comes home with treats and presents, and I don't get anything. So they just come and get my autograph, and they get her all the presents. So. Yeah, so they the whole excellence program and everything, they treat me and Lauren great.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, I feel very welcome. I feel like it's home. So those are the main three reasons, I think.
One of my friends is going to Kanazawa to watch the
movie. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I see. In Japan so far, very dedicated fans. If they're, I think because basketball is not as popular in Japan, if you are a basketball fan, you're a diehard basketball fan. So you, you're very, very dedicated to your player or your team, and I like that. I like that. I like that culture. So.
Okay, Justin, please don't go away. No. I don't want to go to Kanazawa.
Go to Hokkaido.
Hokkaido.
Take an airplane.
It's cold.
Yeah, no.
ダイマジンが質問しました。
カズマでも
ね。カズマが質問したんですけど、なんで B3 に落ちたのに、その東京 X に残留しようと思ったのかっていう。で、まあいい質問だけど、まあ3つ理由がある。で1個目はまず第一にファンが素晴らしいと、で東京 X の作り上げているコミュニティは本当に素晴らしいもので、今までのプロ経験の中でもベストに上げるっていうぐらいすごいのがファン、練習とかにも来てくれるし、でアウェイ戦も応援しに来てくれるし、で昨年ねシーズン途中にチームに加入したのに、なんか新しいチームに来たっていう感じがもうしなくて、もう すごい受け入れてくれて、もうホームに戻ってきたぐらいの感覚だったらしいから、すごいファンがやっぱり大きいみたいですね。で2点目がやっぱりあの東京にいたかったっていうのがあって、もう3年間ずっと東京でプレーしてて、もう東京にも慣れてきて居心地がいいんで、違うところに行くとまたそこで環境作り直しみたいになっちゃうから、東京っていうのは大きかった。で3つ目が、昨年は控えであんまりこう自分の思うような活躍ができなかったんだけど、今年は主力になれることが分かってたから、それはやっぱり大きかった。であの高校とか大学ではこう主力としてずっと活躍してたんだけど、今までプロ経験では主力っていう経験がこれまでなかったから、中国の時は確かに主力だったんだけど、中国はリーグじゃなくて割とフリーランスになんか試合をちょいちょいやるみたいな感じだったから、プロとして主力で活躍してしっかり活躍してチームを勝たせられるっていうことを経歴にかけるっていうのは結構大きなことで、今後のねステップアップするにあたって自分がチームの主力でチームを勝たせましたっていうのはやっぱり大きい。それができるっていうのは良かった。でトニトニさんが B3 に落ちたのに東京 X はファンが減らなかったことがすごいって言って、でジャスティンもやっぱりそこは思ってて、誰も本当毎回満員だし全然減ってなくて、唯一減ったのは多分選手を単独で応援してた、あの西山選手を見に来てる、飛田選手とかルークを見に来てるとか、そういう選手、そういうファンはその選手についてっていなくなったけど、基本的にはもうずっとすごい熱心に毎回応援してくれて、その日本のファンがすごい熱心で好きみたいですね。あの、それほどバスケがメジャーなスポーツではないけど、それでもバスケを応援するってことは相当好きだから、だからそこがすごいジャスティンも好きだって、ですごい自分のことを受け入れてくれてるし、でローレンの扱いも素晴らしいし自分のところにはこうサインだけ求めてくるんだけど、ローレンはいっぱいお土産もらって帰ってくるし俺はもらったことがないからちょっと愚痴をこぼしていたので誰かあげてくださいよI just told the fans to give you presents、
yeah.
How is the adventure for young American couple on the other side of the earth? So, your third year in Japan, right? And how about Lauren? First year?
Last year, I was here for 3 months. And then the year before that, I was here for 3 months. And then 2 weeks before. In the first half of season. So I came to visit for 2 weeks, and then halfway through season, I came back with him after he came to visit and stayed.
So first year for entire year?
First year for the entire year, yes.
Okay. It was it easy for that decision, like you chose to come with him to Far East.
At first, no. So that's why I stayed. And then halfway through the very his very first season, mm-hmm. I couldn't do it anymore. So I said, okay, mm-hmm. I'm done. I have to go to Japan. uh-huh. So it was a very easy decision after the fact. Uh-huh. But before, it was a very difficult decision. Uh-huh. I worked full time, so that was I was very dedicated. I'd been at my job for 3 years, so it was really hard to leave. Mm-hmm. And but after doing it for 5 months with him here and me in America, mm-hmm. It was too hard, so mm-hmm. it was a very easy decision.
Could you tell your job?
I was a manager for Michael Kors.
Manager?
Yes.
Wow.
So I was working quite a bit. Uh-huh. And we had, it was me and one other manager, and then we had about 7 employees. So it was a very demanding job for the most part. Our store is a top tier store, so we bring in about $5 million a year. So it was a very intense mm-hmm. environment. And so leaving that was very difficult for me.
Wow. So they got angry. And Justin.
They're stealing.
Yes. They didn't want me to leave, so it was hard, but I like it here better.
じゃあ、ここまで行きますか。はい、なんだっけ。ジャスティンは日本に来て3年。で、ローレンはどれぐらいなのかっていうので、まあ、1年目とかもちょいちょい2週間とか来ては帰って、3ヶ月で一緒に来てはまた帰って仕事してみたいな感じだったから 1年間ずっといるっていうのは今年が初めて。で、元々なんでダメだったのかって言うと、フルタイムで働いてたらしくて、3年ぐらい。で、マネージャーで、上、だから部下とかも7、何もいて、で、かなりなんかでかい店っぽくて、年間5ミリオンって言ってるから、かなりハードな仕事をしてたんだと思うんだけど、それのもあって、なかなか来れなかったんだけど、最初のその、行ったり来たりしてる期間中に、まあ、 ジャスティンが日本でローレンがアメリカで何ヶ月とかやってると、やっぱ辛いから、それにちょっとやっぱ耐えられなくなって、日本にもう行っちゃおうかなっていう感じで、だから日本に来るっていう決断自体はそんなに大変ではなかったけど、まあ仕事を辞めたりとかするのは、ね、まあ、ずっとやってたところだから、そういう辛さもあったけど、まあでも、今はもうこっちの生活の方が楽しいから、好きですって。What
are you surprised that the most in Japan? Culture-wise or people-wise?
Honestly, I think I was most surprised about how cold it is here.
Yeah?
The very first year after I had decided to move here, he had told me it doesn't snow in Tokyo. And after 3 days of being here, it snowed. Where we live in California, you only see snow on the mountains. It doesn't ever snow in the valley, so snow was definitely a new thing for me. So, I think that was the most surprising thing. I'd always grown up, you know, eating Japanese food and being kind of involved in Japanese culture because my family has loved it so much.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, Japanese food is actually my favorite food. Sushi is my favorite food, always has been. So it was kind of nice to see it in a very authentic way. And I think that's why the weather was a little bit more shocking than anything else. But I liked how easy everything is here. It's very, it's much easier to get around. Things are a little bit more organized and it's very clean, which I really love. So kind of, I like everything to be very clean. So I really enjoy it here. I really do love it here a lot. So I was happy when he said we were coming back. Very, very happy.
Oh, yeah. I knew you liked sushi.
Oh, yes.
Because once I went to sushi bar with Justin, he took pictures of sushi and California wine sent to Lauren.
Yeah. Yep. To make her jealous.
ローレンが日本に来る
にあたって一番カルチャーショックだったのは何かって、はい、でカルチャーというよりも寒いことにビビったっていう、うん、であの来る時にジャスティンが東京は雪降んないのって伝えてたんだけど来て3日後に雪降ったらしいでもうなんかもともとでも日本大好きみたいな、家族がもう日本文化がすごい好きで、で一番好きな食べ物は寿司っていうぐらいだから、もう本当大好きで、なんかそういうのを、まあ、本格的なものを日本で味わえるっていうのはすごい嬉しい、うん、で日本はすごい整理されてるから、うん、その動き回りやすいのがすごい好きだっつって、うん、で街自体も綺麗だし、すごいこう整理された感じ、綺麗好きだそうですね、うん、なんでそれがとってもいいっていう。で、寿司の話に戻ると、ジャスティンと、トニトニが寿司屋に行った時に、ジャスティンはその寿司の写真とかカリフォルニアのワインの写真を撮ってローレン嫉妬させるために送りつけまくって
たSo how is sushi here? Because、I never ate sushi in California, but I ate sushi in Brazil, and that was crap.
The sushi here is unbelievable. In order to even findsushi of the same caliber in California, you have to pay a lot. It's very, very expensive to find something that even comes close. Whereas here, it's rather inexpensive comparatively, but it is so much better. So much better.
Bigger pieces, fresher fish.
Yes. Much, much better.
No sushi rolls here, though.
Which is okay. It's okay.
All our friends, my friends come, and they're like, yeah, I love sushi. But they like sushi rolls with sauce and mayo and, you know, ponzu sauce or something like that. And then it's like, nope, just, you know, nigiri or sashimi. That's basically it. And so,
much better.
Yeah. That's what we like, but not most. not most.
Even Japanese know how is California roll.
Yeah, right? California roll.
But in Brazil, they have dessert sushi with cream and strawberry and rice. And I saw the picture of the former queen from China on the wall and a doll from Vietnam.
just Asians. Asian yeah. Japanese.
Oh my goodness.
That's bad.
Oh, I don't know about that.
日本の寿司はどうですかっていうことに対して、いやもう絶品ですと、で同じレベルのものをカリフォルニアで食べようとするともう相当な金を出さないと食えない、でやっぱ新鮮だし魚もうまいし、でも全然違う、で友達やっぱ本格的な本当に本格的な寿司が好きみたいで、友達とかが来て、ああ俺も寿司好きだよみたいなこと言って、大体みんなあのロール系なんかソースとかかかってるみたいな、それは寿司じゃねえって二人で言ってましたが、握りと刺身じゃないとダメだってで、トニトニがブラジルで食った寿司はデザートロールといってクリームとかイチゴが入っているっていう、どうしようもないしかも店を見渡すと、あの中国のなんだっけ、中国の
あのね、真の最後のなんか女性の女なんだっけ、忘れちゃったよ名前がなんだっけ、名前が出てこないけど、
まあ、中国人の歴史人物のポスターとかベトナムの人形とかが置いてあるどうしようもない店だ。
はい、なんかあります、質問。
What is your first impression of Japan?
Honestly, I think it was the fact that everything was so clean. Because I've been to many, many cities. I've been to New York, I've been to Los Angeles, San Diego, Austin, Texas, many big cities, and they're always very dirty and very unsafe. And here, I feel very safe.
Yeah.
Tokyo is definitely much safer. I mean, we live what, 30 minutes from San Francisco, and I wouldn't walk in San Francisco by myself, but here I can be out really at any time, and it's okay, and it's really clean, which I really like. I've never lived in a city, and so if I had to choose a city to live in, I would always choose Tokyo, because there's really no other city I would ever want to live in. But that was, I think, my very first impression, especially flying into Narita and then driving through the city and just seeing how clean everything was and how organized it is for how much is here. It was very surprising, but definitely in a good way.
What about the first night that we saw the little girl walking home from school in the dark by herself?
Yes, that was quite surprising. she must have been maybe no older than 8 or 9 years old, and it was, I think, 11:30 at night. And in America, if you're under the age of 16, you can't even be walking around by yourself at nighttime. So I was very reassured by that, I think, because then I felt like I could really do anything and go anywhere by myself without him and not really have to worry.
Very big difference.
Yeah.
Very big difference.
Japan is safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Justin was coming to my house.
Mm-hmm.
He was with his shoes for fans.
And shirt.
And shirt.
Yeah.
You know, he was giving me for, you know, my role is send shoes and shirt to fans. He was coming with shoes and shirt, but he lost in train. But yeah, they come back.
No problem, yeah.
No problem.
Everybody just turns exactly into lost and found.
Mm-hmm.
In the first year, I left my backpack with my iPad, my wallet,
everything.
My uniform, everything.
Uniform.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. And the next day, I went to Lost and Found, and everything was still there. Thousands of dollars of stuff was still there. So, it's in America, they'd steal your clothes, your backpack. Yeah, they'd steal it if it was on your back, let alone by itself on a train, so...
It was very nice. That was a first impression for me too, was how safe it was.
Oh yeah.
How just mindful of others everybody is. Very respectful.
いいですか。
はい、ど
うぞ。日本に対する第一印象を聞いたんですけども、
はい、
ローレンはやっぱ綺麗であることが一番ある。で、いろんなニューヨークとか LA とかサンディエゴとかオースティンとか大きい都市にいっぱい行ったことあるけど、どこも汚いし危ない。日本はめちゃくちゃ安全で、こう一人でも出歩いたりできるのがすごいなっていう。サンフランシスコとか戻っても一人では絶対出歩かない夜って言ってるぐらい。だからもしあんまり都市に住んだことがあんまりないらしくて、でもしどっか都市に住まないといけないって言ったら絶対東京を選ぶってぐらい気に入ってくれてるそうです。で、最初に日本に来た時に、なんか夜中11時ぐらいに8歳か9歳ぐらいの女の子がなんかこう帰宅途中だったのを見て、めちゃくちゃびっくりしたらしくて、これは大丈夫だって思ったらしい。で、アメリカって夜中もう16歳以下とかは確か出歩けないんだよね、一人で。法律上。
あ、法律上？そうか、法律上って
さ。だからそれを見てやっぱその安全なんだなって。でジャスティンも同じく安全っていうことがやっぱり印象一番強くて、トニトニのうちにトニトニがシューズとか T シャツをプレゼントで送るから、そのためのに持ってきてもらう家に。でそれを電車に忘れたらしくて、もうなくなったと思ったら落とし物に普通にあったっていうことにまずこう感銘を受けて、であと1年目にそれどころかバックパックも電車に忘れたことがあったらしくて、でその中には、iPad とか財布とか、あとユニフォームも入ってたらしいんですけど、それももうないだろうと思ったら次の日落とし物に普通に全部残ってるっていう、ありえないっていう。
Oh, I remembered the other one. In the first year, you were in the meeting of the team or something.
Yeah.
Where he, your hands in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Head coach got mad.
Yeah. Jake, take your hands up.
You know, I didn't know why he was so punctual, because, you know, like, for me, he's a typical American, but like, he's so punctual, like Japanese,
yeah.
So I asked him why, so he told the story that the head coach got mad.
Yeah, I was 1 minute late, and then I was 1 minute late for the bus to go to a game, and my head coach got mad at me, and the next day, my agent called me and said, why are you showing up late to things? They're getting really mad at you, and then my other, like, the person who hired me, who saw me at the tryout, called me and was like, I heard you're showing up late, and so I showed up 1 minute late one time, and everybody I knew heard about it and found out. So I made sure never to be late again. So from then on, I haven't been late for anything. So very important.
どう順序立って説明すればいいかな、これ。手にグッと入れて怒られたからそうなったってことだよね。まあそれも。
例の一部でいいんじゃないですか。
トニトニさんが、トニトニがってことだよね。
うん、俺がなんで、そうそうそう。
接してて、ジャスティンと接してて、すごい豆だし、時間にルーズじゃなくて、時間にすごい厳しい感じでやってて、アメリカ人なのになんでなんだろうって思ったらしくて、それを聞くと、すごい怒られたっていう。まあ、練習中にちょっと手ポケットに入れてたらめちゃくちゃ怒られたとか。で、あとは一回、チームのバスに乗るのに1分遅刻したらしいんですよ。したらめちゃくちゃコーチに怒られて、したら次の日エージェントから電話がかかってきて、お前遅刻してるそうじゃねえかって言ってから、でいろんなところからもうそういう連絡が来ちゃって、1分遅れただけでこんなになるのかっていうのは気づいてからすごいちゃんとやるようになった。
なんか例はある？
あったんだけど忘れちゃったな。
じゃあ一個いいですか？
はい。
I know that he hates natto. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I'm not a fan.
No? Because recently, Rayo and I gonna publish a magazine.
Uh-huh.
We had a interview with Robert Sacre.
Uh-huh.
He hate natto, but he eat natto before the game. Because of the health.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
So, let's try.
just recently, I met somebody. He is one of our sponsors. And he told me that you can't only eat natto one time because you won't like it. If you eat it like 5 or 6 times, you'll start to like it. So he said, I have to keep trying it. So I have recently been considering trying it again. And I also have a bet with my translator. So she is, she thinks that chicken and waffles is really disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I love chicken and waffles. it's like an American dish where you have waffles with fried chicken and syrup on top. And she thinks that's really disgusting, and I think natto is really disgusting.
Mm.
So I have a bet with her, if she tries the chicken and waffles, I'll eat natto. So I hope that she tries it.
お二人とも納豆が嫌いだそうで、最近、僕とトニトニでダブ撮りのためにロバート・サクレとインタビューしたんですけど、サクレも日本食大好きだけど納豆だけがダメだって言ってた。でも最近サクレはその健康的だからやっぱり納豆を試合前に食べるようにしてたって。だから挑戦したらどうってトニトニが言ったんですけども、これに対してジャスティンがなんか最近スポンサーさんの誰かと話してたら、 納豆は一回食っただけじゃ絶対好きになれないから何回も食ってれば多分好きになるからやってみろみたいなことを言われてるらしくて、ちょっと今また挑戦しようか迷ってるそうです。でヤスティンは今通訳とかけてて、あのヤスティンのなんて言うんだろうな、地元の料理でワッフルにチキンが乗ってシロップとかかかってるっていう料理があるんだけど、それを通訳の人はなんてまずそうなものを食ってるんだって思ってましてジャスティンは納豆を見てなんてまずそうなものを食ってるんだって思ってるから、どっちかが食ったらどっちかも食わないといけないっていうゲームを今遂行中です
。思い出した質問は全然なし。
なんかあるとか。
So, what do you guys do in off day? Day off? Travel?
Not so much time. We don't have too much time. Like, we only have one off, I only have one off day a week. And it's always after games, so I'm usually pretty tired. So we don't have too much time to travel. But we usually go get something to eat. We get food. We like to go, maybe we go to Sugamo where we used to live and get udon. Or we'll go get sushi. Or we'll go shopping. So we go to Costco sometimes to go get groceries. But just hang out, spend time together. Because when I go to practice, it's about 5 hours between driving, practice, and driving home. So I'm gone a lot. So we just, at least for me, you know, we enjoy time together, hang out. We have some TV shows that we like to watch together. So nothing too exciting. We're hoping to travel when we get a break for Christmas. We get a week for Christmas. And we're thinking about going to Kyoto and Nara to go see the temples and like that. So, you know, when we get a little bit of time off, we want to travel. Maybe go to Mount Fuji one time.
Well, so what do you do without Justin?
Well, me, I, Shina's first name.
Yoshi.
Shina-san.
Uh-huh.
His wife and I are very, very close. Uh-huh. So her and I always go together, shop or get lunch or, so spend a lot of time with her. Or, I'm also trying to teach myself Japanese. So that is very time consuming. And then I also either talk to people back home, so my family or my sister or my friends and things like that. And then while he's gone, before he gets home, I cook dinner or something like that too. So nothing really too exciting, but I think learning Japanese is probably like my kind of main focus right now because I really want to learn it.
So which way the better Japanese speaker?
I don't know.
Who, between me and you?
Yeah.
Me.
Yes.
Yes.
This year I have been teaching him a few more things because Shina-san's wife has been helping me. And so she teaches me a lot. And then I'll use it more so than he does when we're just together. But if we're out, he'll use it more.
Have you been picking up Japanese better this year?
Yeah, I mean, I know a ton of words and a ton of common phrases. It's just the sentence structure and like making a complete sentence that's really hard. It's like backwards and like backwards, and they skip. They don't use a bunch of things that we use in English. But I know tons of phrases. I know tons of words. Basically, I can get around. I can. When my parents came my first year, even. I can order food. I know the name of lots of food. I know the name, you know, I can ask for things, order things. Anything basketball related, I know, which is similar to English, but there's a lot of toes and does and rebound do. Everything, there's no, you know, they don't understand if you say rebound. It has to be rebound do. Okay. So, yeah. I call it, for Japanese English, I say it's Jinglish.
So do you actually say Rebound Door?
Yeah, I do. In my team, I try to speak as much Japanese as I know. So if there's a screen coming, I like to say Migi or Hidari instead of right or left, just to help them. We have a play, we have a defense called White, but I use Shiro, so just things like that, just to help them so they don't have to translate it in their heads because I know it, so it's pretty easy. And, we have numbers, which I can count perfectly. I know how to pay and stuff like that. So, I picked up a lot, but she's learning more of the structure of the language. So anything that she helps me fill in the sentences and the gaps and stuff like that. But I'd say she's picking it up faster than I picked it up because she's only been here, 3 months, 3 months, and now this 3 months. Yeah. And I've been here for, almost 2 years, two, three years. So,
I think you know more words just by sound too. Whereas I've started learning the characters and kind of how to read it and being able to kind of sound it out and guess what it what it actually sounds like to make the words. So, it's a very difficult language, though. say the least.
We're a team when it comes to translating. We travel.
Team event.
Yeah. 休日は何してるのかっていう質問だったんだね。
忘れてた。
The initial question was in language at all. I was just surprised. 休日はオフ日っていうのが1回しかないから、あんまりこう旅行とかはできないから、まあなんかちょっと出かけたりしてご飯食べたりとか、巣鴨でうどん、昔巣鴨に住んでたらしいんだけど、そこでうどん食ったり、まあ、お寿司食ったりとか、やっぱ練習がある日はその運転とかも入れると5時間ぐらい拘束されちゃうから、あんまりこういろいろできないけど、まあだから一緒にいる時間を増やして、まあ、一緒にテレビ見たりとかそういう感じですっていう。でクリスマスになればちょっとオフになるから何日間か、その間に奈良ってだっけ、奈良に、
あ、京都、
京都奈良京都ら辺に行って、まあ寺とか神社巡りしようかなと思ってるそうです。で、ローレンさんはジャスティンがいないときに何してるかっていうので、シノさん、シナさん、
シーナさん
の奥さんとすごい仲がいいらしくて、でよく一緒に遊んだりとかショッピング行ったりとかしてて、であとは一番大きいのが日本語の勉強をすごい今熱心にやってるらしくて、でそのシーナさんの奥さんも教えてくれたりするんだけど、それなんかすごい喋れるようになりたいらしくて、で、まあ、あとは地元の友達と連絡したりとかで、帰ってくる前に料理したりとかっていうか、そんなに派手なことは別に何もしてないけど、やっぱり一番今メインは日本語の勉強で、そのジャスティンもそうなんだけど、単語とかちょっとしたフレーズとかはいっぱい知ってて言えるんだけど、その、まあ、さあれ、うちらの英語と一緒だよね、文章を構成しようとすると文法がやっぱ逆だから、日本とアメリカって主語述語が逆だったりしたりとか、もうなんかそこら辺が考えるとちょっと難しいから、その辺の、まあでも結構単語とかはいっぱい知ってるから、親が遊びに来た時とかはもう自分で案内できるぐらいので、料理名とかもいっぱい知ってるから注文とかもできるし、で数字もいっぱい知ってるからお金のやり取りもできるし、でバスケとかでも、まあバスケは割と共通な言語が多いんだけど、日本ってあの英語を全部、まあなんだ、母音で終わるからさ、リバウンドとか、その何々ととか終わるが普通ならリバウンドなの、リバウンドって言わないといけなかったりっていうのを、なんだっけな、日本語とジャパニーズとイングリッシュでジングリッシュって言ってるらしい。でも練習中とか、その日本人選手のためにあえてリバウンドって言ったりとかはしてるらしくて、でその例えばスクリーンが来てる時にあのライトレフトじゃなくて右左って言ったりとか、であとはディフェンスセットで自分たちワイトっていう、ディフェンスがあるんだけど、それもあえて白って言ったりとか、その日本人選手が英語が飛んできてこう変換してっていう煩わしさをなくしてあげるために、こう自分は分かってるからそうするようにしてるって言ってましたね。でローレンの方が今吸収力がやっぱ早いらしくて、毎日生活で使ってるからだろうけど、そのジャスティンはもう 2,3 年ぐらいいるんだけど、ローレンはまだ来て間もないけど、結構
喋れるようになってるらしいっていう話です。
はい、思い出しましたが、質問は
日本語だった。
あ、
日本語のことだった。
おう、え、今と被ってた。
そうそうそう。
いいね。はい、じゃあそろそろ取れ高たくさんいただいたんで。
そうだね。
あれですかね、カズマ大丈夫？
Yes.
OK. So in the end of the show, say please say something for the fans, please.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I love to, you know, hear and see basketball fans in Japan. I know that it's a growing sport, and I want to help in my, you know, in my way of helping, any way of helping it grow. It means a lot that people follow NBA, that they follow B League, that they follow club teams. So, you know, thank you very much for all the support that you give, even if it's just listening to this podcast. Just, you know, keep following it, because it means a lot to the people that play basketball and the other fans, because it gives them something to, you know, look forward to each day. So, and also thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
まず読んでくれてありがとうございます。で、まあ、こう日本とかでこうやって、まあ、NBA にしろ B リーグにしろ何にしろ、こうやってバスケットボールを熱心に応援している人たちがいるっていうことを知るのがすごい嬉しい。そういう人たちに出会えることもすごい嬉しいから、でやってる側とすれば、そういう人たちがいるっていうことがやっぱ本当に嬉しいから、ぜひこのまま続けてどんどん応援してね、ポッドキャスト聞いてるだけとかでもいいか、それでもサポートになると、そういう形でどんどんバスケットを盛り上げていきたいっていう。
はい、
はい、
そう。
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it. I am just excited about all the fans, and I love seeing all of them at every game and being able to enjoy and cheer for not only Justin but for the whole team. It's very fun to be able to have other people there who are cheering with me instead of feeling bad myself, which is very, very nice. It's very reassuring to go to each game and seeing faces that I know and having people to say hi to and people saying hi to me. And so I really appreciate their support and everything that they do, not only for him but for excellence as a whole. But thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated talking with you. So go excellence.
Yeah, let's go excellence.
Let's go excellence.
Like Jillian said.
Yeah. That's it though.
Yeah, we appreciate too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody
else. Lorenさんは、まあ、試合に行くと大勢のファンがいて一緒に応援してくれるっていうのがすごい嬉しい、嬉しくて、で、まあ、ジャスティンだけじゃなくてチーム全体を応援するのがすごい楽しくて、でもう行くと知った顔とかもいて挨拶とかもしてくれて、そういう環境をすごい喜んでいると。で、まあ、ジャスティンだけじゃなくてチームのためにこういっぱい熱心に応援してくれてありがとうございますと、そんな感じです。
はい、I want to say that, you know, I know that this podcast doesn't have enough power,
mm-hmm.
but I want to make a campaign, J4B3 MVP.
I like
so,
that.
Yes.
You know, listeners
uh-huh.
Have to memorize
yeah.
that he... has to be considered one of candidates.
Yes.
Even if Tokyo X couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russ did it. You know, Russ team is like sixth place?
Maybe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tokyo X is better.
Yeah.
So, he has to be
mm-hmm.
considered B3 MVP.
Yes.
Yes.
まあ、このポッドキャストそこまで別に力はないけども一応こうねキャンペーンとして J4B リーグ MVP B3 か B3 の MVP になれるようなこう働きかけをぜひしたいので、ファンの方も手伝ってください。で、まあ、その チームの、ね、結果がどうあろうと去年ウェストブルックは6位とかなのに MVP になってるから、うん、それに比べればエクセレスの方が全然チームとしては強いので
ない、
わかるよね、リーグ内の話
リーグ違うけど
なのでぜひもうまあでも今の感じならヒット候補なんじゃないかね。
いやそうだね、
スタッツモンスターです
ね、うん、だからぜひぜひ J for MVP
です、
yeah. So could you guys you know we finished、mm-hmm. and you know we always finish with see you again、
mm-hmm.
but can you guys do that?Like, 1, 2, 3, see you again.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
okay, please.
See you again!
ありがとうございました。
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good?